With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran is warning that any domestic protesters will be treated harshly by security forces.
During a televised interview with Iranian state media, Ahmed Reza Radan says, "We do not see them as protesters or anything like that. We see them as enemies, and we will deal with them as we would with an enemy." When the war began, President Biden called on Iranians to take over your government once the U.S.-Israel bombardment ends. But observers think he appears to have drifted further away from the idea that the war presents an opportunity to end the theocratic rule in place since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congress is getting closer to passing bipartisan legislation to encourage more affordable housing. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The bill, which has broad support from industry groups, would overhaul regulations to make it faster and cheaper to build new housing. It would also modernize rules for factory-built housing and ban large investment groups from buying more single-family homes. The Senate bill is co-sponsored by Republican Tim Scott and Democrat Elizabeth Warren and is backed by President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump used a swing through Ohio and Kentucky to push an economic message and attack fellow Republican Representative Thomas Massey, even as the conflict in Iran threatened to overshadow all else. On Wednesday, Trump talked in Ohio about pressuring drug makers to cut prices. He acknowledged that fighting involving Iran has shaken markets, but insisted he remains confident. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 289 points. This is SRN News. The United Nations gets a warning. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The world body has heard testimony from religious freedom experts who reported that anti-Christian violence is on the rise in Europe. They also pointed out mounting efforts to dismantle or water down religious freedom laws in several countries. In 2024, the last which number more than 750 incidents of anti-Christian hate in Europe, a region that had been a bastion of Christianity for 1,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber has launched a feature allowing both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing concerns about the safety of its ride-hailing platform. Both Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of reports of sexual assaults over the years from both passengers and drivers. The program's being challenged by transgender groups. This is SRN News. Virginia senators are pushing to curtail a 5.3% tax break for data centers.
The policy proposal comes while many communities are trying to defeat data center projects and zoning proceedings, and some states are reconsidering their sales tax exemptions. It's not guaranteed that Virginia will end up taxing data centers. The governor and other high-ranking lawmakers say they're concerned the tax would end industry investment in the state. Still, lawmakers' campaign to end such tax exemptions have stirred bipartisan support. Officials negotiating the tax policy have until Saturday to agree on and pass a budget. John Scott reporting.
Over the past 18 years, Virginia became the world's largest data center hub. Dozens of communities nationwide are fighting data centers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.